Parishioners in Elizabeth, New Jersey, say they are saddened and stunned at news that they will lose four clergy at the St. Mary of the Assumption Church. They say a Monsignor and three priests are known for their social justice work here and abroad, but now face the possibility of becoming homeless. WBAI's Desi K. Robinson has more.
He has tirelessly, his whole life, to social justice issues. I mean, St. Mary's Assumption Church has a name because of Father Jack. Whenever you talk about St. Mary's Church, the name that's synonymous with St. Mary's Church is Father Jack Martin.
Those are the sentiments that have been echoed by parishioners and community activists alike. Father Jack Martin, along with Monsignor Robert Harrington and Fathers Patrick Donahue and Esther Mino Chica, affectionately known as Padre Mino, are known throughout their Elizabeth, New Jersey community, as well as abroad, for serious social justice work. They now must find a new home for their work, as they have been dismissed from their duties at St. Mary's of Assumption Church, as well as evicted from the rectory. It is unclear why and what direction the Archdiocese is taking in the new year. James Carey is the chairman of the Elizabeth branch of the People's Organization for Progress. He said Father Jack Martin's work went across religious and cultural boundaries. He said Father Martin was omnipresent, where many priests preach from the pulpit. Father Jack did his work on the streets, and even took his work abroad to places like Haiti. Even before they made news with an earthquake, Father Jack was there.
Prior to the earthquake, Father Jack has been making frequent visits. As a matter of fact, I believe they had adopted a village, and they taught them how to start their own agriculture and stuff, and grow their own food over there. I mean, Father Jack. I mean, I can't say enough about this man. And then to find out, the way I found out, that they were asking him to leave without mentioning anything. I mean, you have priests who are accused and convicted of messing with children. They asked them to step down better than Father Jack. They told Father Jack and them to just leave like a thief in the night. I mean, that's unheard of.
Maritza Amarillo is part of the Justice Alliance Network of New Jersey. She is a parishioner of St. Mary's Assumption and is coordinating the parishioner's response to the dismissal of the clergy.
Since he came to the church, to our community, he was working since the beginning with undocumented people, with social issues, and he's the role model for everyone. And the kind of love he has for everybody, the respect he has for everybody, it's great. I have no words what to say about Father Jack other than say the good heart that he has for us.
Ms. Jaramillo says parishioners and the community want clear answers from the Archdiocese as to why the decision was made to dismiss the clergy.
They refused to have a conversation with us. We sent a letter to have a one-day conversation, or we can set up some minute or something. They refused to give one explanation. The only thing they said that the Father Jack is already retired and he has to go to the retirement home. Father Jack, I know that he is already retired, but he's not doing any money. Nobody are paying him for the job that he's doing. But they said that the church has no money, or they cannot support him or something. They have to some place. He can see some place to live and all of that. And I know for sure any church can receive Father Jack with all their heart. But my point is, how can we lose some person like him? What can we do?
Father Jack Martin has been with St. Mary's Assumption for 7 years. By retiring, he hoped to alleviate the strain on the parishioner's operating budget. He is now paid through his pension. Even still, the clergy staff was asked to leave.
Yeah, well, they're upset because the thing is, I was pushed to move. I have to move out of the rectory. That was a little troubling because, you know, it's, they called me just last week, and I have to be out before the end of January. So, and I, you know, to me, I can manage that. What bothers me is for the parishioners, it was short notice, and needless to say, it was bad timing right at Christmas, you know. It was kind of a strange Christmas present.
With all of the change, Father Martin's biggest concern is for Monsignor Harrington, who has physical disabilities and is relegated to a wheelchair.
Well, you know, I think the biggest concern is that the pastor was forced to resign, and, you know, against his will, but he was never given a meeting with the Archbishop. He happens to be handicapped, so the way that things are arranged in the parish now that, you know, he celebrates Mass from an electric car, you know, like a wheelchair, electric wheelchair, because there's a ramp that leads up to the altar and all, and then he can get to his room because there's an elevator. Well, there's very few places that he could go to where there would be an elevator and also a ramp to the altar. You know, that's unfortunate because he's also been told that he has to leave the house. It's a difficult move for him. So I think that people are mostly concerned about that. What bothers me most is the way that the pastor was treated.
Father Martin insists that his work will continue.
And so, you know, I guess I'm going to have to carry on my ministry in some other church and keep up. You know, I have other ministries, not just in the parish. I worked in the Haiti Solidarity Network, so we're involved in efforts with the people in Haiti and faith-based community organizing. We're working on immigration reform, affordable housing, and other social change issues. So I'll working on that, you know, no matter where I am.
Jim Goodness is the Director of Communications for the Archdiocese of Newark. He declined to comment on tape, but he did offer a statement. He said change is a part of life, both in and out of the church. People will find it difficult when people move on, but the work of the ministry will continue. For WBAI's Evening News, I am Desi K. Robinson reporting.